By a 6-3 vote, the U.S. Supreme Court has ruled that President Biden does not have the power to erase the student loan debts of tens of millions of Americans. The opinion comes on the last day of the court's current term, and it will be unpacked, debated, and protested for the foreseeable future. But for federal student loan borrowers, the message is now clear. Their debts will not be erased, and by summer's end, they'll be expected to begin to repay them. NPR's Corey Turner is on the line. And Corey, let's start with exactly what the court said and why.
Yeah, Juana. So this case was all about whether President Biden and his education secretary have the authority to erase between $10,000 and $20,000 in federal student loan debt per borrower for millions of borrowers. A nonpartisan estimate pegged that cost of the plan at more than $400 billion. The Biden administration argued Congress had passed a law in the wake of the 9/11 attacks called the HEROES Act that gave the education secretary pretty clear and broad power to modify or waive student loan rules in times of emergency. And they argued pandemic's an emergency. Earlier today, though, six justices, the court's conservative supermajority, agreed with the plan's conservative critics, saying the Constitution is clear. Congress controls spending, not the president. I spoke with the Republican chair of the House Education Committee, Virginia Fox, who told me much the same, that if Congress wanted to do this kind of wholesale debt relief program, it would have. But President Biden can't.
I think what he has done is totally illegal. I think it's unconstitutional. And so I believe that the Supreme Court is absolutely right.
And Corey, what about the dissenting justices? What did they have to say?
Yeah, so on the court itself, Justice Elena Kagan wrote the dissent and took issue with a few things. But interestingly, she really went after the court's conservative majority, saying the plaintiffs in this case had not demonstrated what is really fundamental in these legal circles, that they would be harmed by the student relief plan. Kagan writes, without having demonstrated that actual harm, quote, no proper party is before the court, and a court acting like a court would have said as much and stopped. And I can tell you, Juana, Democrats and borrower advocates are all crying foul, accusing the court of its own kind of activism. Here's Persis Yu. She's with the Student Borrower Protection Center.
It's really tragic that student loan borrowers have been stuck in this position as political pawns and now are victims to a politicized court that is willing to jeopardize their financial security for political gain.
And Corey, President Biden spoke earlier today about the decision. How has he been responding?
Yeah, so he called the decision unthinkable. He said the fight isn't over. He also elaborated on that. He said the Ed Department is going to explore the secretary's authority to erase student debt under a different law, the Higher Education Act, known as the HEEA. Though I want to be really careful here. Biden himself warned this could take a while. But also, that path was available before all this. And the administration chose to use the HEROES Act instead because it was quicker. But also, I have heard from sources, because they believed it made a stronger case. And so if that didn't work, it is hard to imagine this new course faring any better with this court. I do want to say concretely, Biden mentioned one thing that will absolutely help current and future borrowers. It's a new repayment plan, or sort of a rewrite of an old repayment plan, that would limit monthly payments to 5% of a borrower's discretionary income and lead to cancellation after 20 years of payments. This would be an incredibly generous plan, though it is still in the regulatory phase and not quite yet available to borrowers.
And Corey, what about the people impacted by this, people who are now looking at having to pay back those student loans? What have you heard from them?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, Juana, I've been talking with borrowers all throughout this payment pause, but I want to highlight one in particular I've been talking to quite a bit, off and on, for several months now. His name is Kurt Panton. He's got a new baby and lots of old student debt. And a different decision from the court today would have zeroed out his remaining $20,000 balance. Here he is.
I feel like it's back to business as usual. What else can I do? Go back to paying the student loan that I have been paying for 20 plus years.
You know, Kurt's challenge, as with so many borrowers, is accruing interest just makes it really hard to keep up, even as he has been steady as a clock making his payments. And I think you can hear it in his voice. It's really worth noting, Juana, whatever you think of today's decision or President Biden's plan politically or philosophically, student loan debt is absolutely weighing on a lot of people. And today, this is going to be a hard day for many of them.
NPR's Corey Turner, thank you.
You're welcome.